हरे कृष्णा भगवद गीता एस इट इज चैप्टर नंबर 5 कर्म योगा एक्शन इन कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस टेक्स्ट नंबर 29। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। भोक्तारं यज्ञतपसं सर्वलोकमहेश्वरं सुकृतं सर्वभूतानां नात्वामां शान्तिरुच्यते। भोक्तारं यज्ञतपसं सर्वलोकमहेश्वरं सुकृतं सर्वभूतानां नात्वामां शान्तिरुच्यते। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद दि फाउंडर आचार्य ऑफ इंटरनेशनल सोसाइटी फॉर कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस जय श्रील प्रभुपाद। ए पर्सन इन फुल कॉन्शियसनेस ऑफ मी नोइंग मी टू बी द अल्टीमेट बेनिफिशरी ऑफ ऑल सैक्रिफाइस एंड अथॉरिटीज द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड ऑफ ऑल प्लैनेट्स एंड डेमीगॉड्स एंड द बेनिफैक्टर एंड वेल विशर ऑफ लिविंग एंटिटीज attain peace from the pangs of material miseries. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Salakayam Sakshuran Militam Mena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaham Namavam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Nitinaminim नमस्ते सरस्वती देवै गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेषा शून्यवाती पाशात देश तारिणी नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पतिम गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगे राधे वृंदावनेश्वरे ऋषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रियम्। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण। नाउ वी आर इन चैप्टर 5 कर्म योगा एक्शन इन कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस टेक्स्ट नंबर 29। सो दिस इज द लास्ट श्लोका ऑफ दिस चैप्टर। सो दिस इज द हाइलाइट्स दिस श्लोका इज द हाइलाइट्स ऑफ दिस भगवद्गीता चैप्टर नंबर 5। कृष्ण एक्सप्लेन द भोक्ता राम यज्ञ तपसा। सो दिस श्लोका how one can become very very peaceful, that formula is explained in this shloka. So many people they does not know how to get happiness. So Krishna exactly he explained in this shloka, because we are struck with a maya and we does not know and what is a peace and we does not know where to get it. So once atma try to enjoy separately, then he is suffering. So many times we does not know why we are suffering. So we try to enjoy separately, not enjoying along with the Supreme Father, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. So that's why we are always try to enjoy separate from the Supreme Lord. So that's why we are suffering. So one may ask this question. So this is a Karma Yoga section. This entire chapter is a Karma Yoga action in Krishna consciousness. So one may ask the question, how Karma Yoga can give the liberation? So Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, Karma Yoga, this is actually, it is in connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is Karma Yoga, it is not away from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This it is actually, it is connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So sincerely, when we follow that instructed by Krishna in this chapter, one can get a liberation without any fail. So in this shloka, Krishna is mainly explaining about the three things. He says very clearly, says Bhokta Ram Ekitapasam. Bhokta means the enjoyer, one who is an enjoyer of everything. Bhokta Ram Ketapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. He is the ultimate enjoyer and he is a preparator also. Because he is the preparator and he is the enjoyer. So whatever the yajna performed, the sacrifice performed, whatever the tapasya one is doing austerity, it is all goes to him only ultimately. So he is the enjoyer and preparator. So this is the first point Krishna explained. Bhoktaram, I am the enjoyer of everything. Then he is a controller. Bhoktaram ikitapasam sarva loka maheshwaram. Loka means all the planets. Sarva means all the planets. Sarva loka maheshwaram. He is a controller. It includes the all the demigods also. He is the controller of everything. Then Sukrutam. Bhoktaram Ketapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Sukrutam Sarva Bhutanam. Sukrutam, he is a well-wisher of everybody. Including the atheist also, he is a well-wisher. Krishna does not say that this fellow is a rascal, he is a atheist, so let me not give him the sunlight, let me not give him the air, water, let him go, let him find out that he is saying no God, let himself he find sun, moon, everything, so I will not give. So Krishna is not saying like this way, so that's why he is a well-wisher, Sukrutam, Sukrutam Bhutvanam. So this is the main 3 points Krishna is explaining. So one who understands these 3 things, he can become extremely happy in the life. So this shloka is the peace formula shloka. So everyone should offer everything to the Krishna because he is a bhokta, he is an enjoyer. So we should offer everything to whatever sacrifice we do, whatever the tapasya we do, we should offer everything to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Because he is a proprietor. Just like in a company, there is a owner is there. That owner, he is the founder of the company. And he is the one who invested everything. So whatever the profit comes, it all goes to the owner's pocket. If it is comes to our pocket, then it is considered to be illegal. We are it would be arrested by saying he is a criminal. All the profit he put it into his account. So similarly, this whatever the profit comes in the company, it all goes to the owner's pocket. Then owner, he gives a salary to all the people. So this is the system, the corporate company and all the companies are working. So similarly, Krishna says in this shloka, I am the bhokta, I am the enjoyer, because I have created this world. I am actually maintaining this world. I will destroy this world. So I am actually a founder of this world. So I am the enjoyer. Bhokta. Bhokta means enjoyer. Bhokta Ramayya Tapasam. So we should all offer everything to him only. So all the planet, all the demigod, everything belongs to the Supreme Lord. Unless one understand, no possibility to attain the peace. So this point, unless one is not understood that Bhoktaram, Krishna is an enjoyer, Krishna is a proprietor, then there is no possibility of attaining peace. Whether individually we may try or collectively the entire population may try, and they will not get any happiness, any peace. Because this is the peace formula Krishna says. If you understand me that I am the enjoyer, I am the proprietor, then you can become very, very peaceful. As long as you are not understanding this concept, then you will not understand anything. So Krishna is a supreme. Because Krishna is a supreme personality of Godhead, there is no one above the Supreme Lord. So he is declaring very clearly, I am the enjoyer, I am the ultimate controller and everything. So we are actually speaking, we are the guest in this world. It is not belongs to us anything. If we say many people, they say this is mine, that is mine. So actually nothing belongs to us actually. What we brought while we are coming, while we are taking birth, we did not even wear the cloth also. We came without any cloth. Somebody put us the cloth. So similarly, we are guest in this material world. So for example, Srila Prabhupada asked the question, so if you are not the guest, for example, if you are living in the house as a tenant, so while we are going, we are not taking the house and going. Because we are the tenant, we are just vacating and going. So similarly, we are not the proprietor of anything. So if you are a proprietor, why we are not taking when we are dying? So this is a very, very intelligent question Srila Prabhupada asked. If you are a proprietor, If you are the owner, then why we are not taking all our property at the time of death? We must take, no, so we are not taking. So from this, Srila Prabhupada explained that we are actually guest, we are not the ultimate proprietor. So Krishna is the ultimate proprietor. So even the great demigods, they are also in the hand of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So if they want to get a peace, they also should accept that the Supreme Lord is the enjoyer and he is the proprietor, and he, all the demigods, when they offer everything to the Supreme Lord, then also they become very, very happy. So then Srila Prabhupada very nicely explained about this concept, how Krishna is an enjoyer, how Krishna is a proprietor. So just like God is given enough thing in this world, so is there any shortage in God's creation? Absolutely no. The God's grace and creation is so amazing, so beautiful. You see the creation of the body itself, it is very amazing. Very amazing. If you actually analyze our body, it's so beautiful. You know, we just breathe in from the nose. This air, it goes through all part of the body. There are so many tubes are there. So many inside, so many tubes are there. This is going here, one going to the blood, one going to the mind, one is going to the ear, one is going to the throat and urinal chest here. Oh my God, inside the human being's body, there are so many tubes are there. It is going here, there, and everything system is connected, and everything so amazing. If you say study the system of the human being, it is so amazing. It's so amazing. The people are very, very ungrateful to the God. I don't know how the intelligence is. People are very much ungrateful to the God. God is created this wonderful system. We are just putting the rice in our mouth. We are eating. You know, this food is get digested. It is goes inside, and it is not going. You know, Krishna, it is chewing. Then it goes slowly, slowly, slowly with the tubes. Then this is getting digested. After getting digestion, all the in the blood is. It is actually so many machines are working inside to segregate the blood separately and urine separately and stool separately. Today we are eating, tomorrow stool is going out. So this means within 12 hours, this manufacturing company is having the rest. Sunday, Saturday, Saturday, Sunday, this manufacturing company is a holiday. Is there any holiday for our human this factory inside? No holiday. People are eating 24 hours by 7. They are keep on eating, my God. They are eating so much. Even Krishna says, you fast on Ekadasi day. People, what is Ekadasi? Kali Valley. We eat every day. So these people are eating. Even the Ekadasi day also, they are not fasting. It is eating. So machine is working 24 hours. So Krishna still, whatever we eat today and then tomorrow, it goes as a stool. So the Krishna's manufacturing is so amazing. Separate the urine, separate blood, separate, and the stool separate. Even the within the blood and the for the brain, it is required some drop of blood. Chest is required something. Hand is required something. Eye is a very, very minute things. It's required a small little blood. It is not too much. If it is goes too much, then finish. So it is required. It is exactly, even when we are working in a laboratory, it may go up and down. But this machine cannot be like that. So whatever the brain is required, only if it is one drop means one drop will go. And if it is the eye is required, one drop of the blood means one drop of the blood will go. So perfectly, who is manufacturing, who is maintaining and everything? The God's creation. So God's creation is so amazing. God is created everything perfectly. So then one may ask the question, then why suffering is coming? If the God is created perfectly, and he is created everything amazing, so why suffering is coming? So Srila Prabhupada explained that this is mainly because the people are simply fighting. And they say, instead of thinking that yes, God is given amazing things, let us all enjoy very nicely. Instead of enjoying, people are saying, this is belongs to my country, this is belongs to your country. And I will not enjoy, I will not allow you to enjoy, I will not allow you to, you come inside my country. So you, whatever is there in your country, you enjoy it. This is my property. So in this way, people simply created the problem. So they are saying, I will not allow you to enjoy, so I will kill you, I will put a bomb blasting. So in this way, barricading they themselves. So because of that only, so many suffering is coming. So when we understand all belongs to the God, let's enjoy as much as we can, then it will be very, very peaceful. Why it is not, people are, why is it difficult to understand this concept? Srila Prabhupada says, when we understand that everything belongs to Isa Vasham Idam Sarvam, what you brought, you are constructing very nice house, and who is holding? If the earth is not there, where will you construct the house? You will construct the house in the air? No, possible, not possible. So you are constructing a house in the earth. Who is holding this earth? Krishna is holding the earth, so you are constructing. You are proudly saying, this is my house. And if Krishna sakes, it's everything goes down. These are foolish people, they are claiming that, you know, hey, this is my, and no God, God is dead. So if he simply shake his earth, everything collapses. Whatever you created, everything finished. Swaha, everything finished. So we have to clearly understand that everything belongs to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Srila Prabhupada says we should understand this, and simply we should, Krishna is not telling that you don't enjoy it, but you don't think that this is a property is belongs to me and mine. So you think that all the properties are belongs to Krishna, and you enjoy it as much as you can, then there is no problems. So you offer everything to Supreme Lord, and Supreme Lord is a very, very nice boy, and he will give to us, and we also can enjoy it. So this is the trick, as Krishna explained in this shloka Bhoktaram. Ketabasam sarva loka maheshwaram sukritam sarva bhutanam natvamam santiruchyate. He is a very, very peaceful formula he is explaining here. So, but many people, they are actually preaching, we want to become peaceful, 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 but they are propagating, but they have the dirty things in their heart. Because the dirty things is there in the heart, but they are not able to make a peace formula. So this is the beautiful explanation of Bhagavad Gita, and Bhagavad Gita is a solution to all the problems. Nobody can solve the problem in this world other than the message of the Krishna consciousness. So Krishna consciousness, Srila Prabhupada declared to the world, only Krishna consciousness can give the solution to all the problems. So then Krishna further explaining that he is the controller. Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. There are so many universes are there. There are 14 planetary system is there. Atala, Vitala, Sutala, Tala, Atala, Rasatala, Mahatala, Patala, Bhur, Bhuvar, Swar, Loka, Mahar, Loka, Janaloka, Tapaloka, Brahma, Loka. So in this way, there are 14 planetary system is there in this. This is like an Andakadaksha. It is like a ball. So like this way, there are so many Brahmandas are there. So if you try to explain, then we will become completely bewildered how we are insignificant. We are actually, it's nothing. We are actually compared, the many people who are there very much proud of that. I am so and so. I got the Facebook, this many people are seen. YouTube, this many people are seen. And so many people are following me in Twitter. So I am great. Without me, world will collapse. So many people are there very much afraid. So if you explain about this, how many planetary system is there? What is the size of this planetary system and how many Brahmandas are there, then these people are compared to not even the size of the mustard seed, the value of the mustard seed. So totally insignificant these people, but simply they are telling that, you know, God is dead, I am the great personality. Whatever the great personality, all they gone inside the crematorium. So, but still these people are simply talking. So we have to understand that Krishna is the controller of everybody, even including the atom. Krishna is there in everywhere, and he, including within the atom also, Krishna is there, and he is there in everyone's heart. Even one may think that God is dead, but still he will sit in, he is there inside and sitting and laughing. So the God, the controller, Krishna is controlling very nicely. Just like if you see the, take the example of the airport. The airport, many flights will come. All the airport is controlled. Flight is controlled in the airport. The airport, they will control. Maybe in the airport, 200, 300 flights will come. So from the airport, they will control everything. Okay, you land and you go. and you wait. So in this way, they will control it nicely. So similarly, Krishna is a controller of everybody. You see in this world, how many people are living, ant, everything. And Krishna is a, even if it is an ant also, Krishna is there inside the ant also. You see how many people are, even in India, 120 crore people are there. So Krishna is manifested in 120 crore Paramatma in everybody's heart. So imagine how many cows are there, animals are there, and the entire population. So unlimited Paramatma is there. So this is the greatness of the Supreme Lord. So he is a controller. Then Krishna is explaining, he is a well-wisher. Sukrutam Sarva Bhutanam. Sukrutam. He is actually very, very close friend to all the living entities. One may be a dog, one may be atheist, so no problem. One may be a cow, one may be a general manager, a servant. So he is actually ready to go to all this body. So for example, we are, now Krishna is situated in our heart. When we go to the, when we take the next body, Krishna is a travel along with us. So if the person is, for example, if the father is a dead, finish. Who will people maximum they will go till the crematorium, after that finish, chapter close. So but the Supreme Lord, he is actually so well wisher always, and no problem whether we go to the hell also he will come. If you go to the heaven also he will come, wherever we go. And there's a sweet Lord, he always follow us, and he always thinking that, you know, one day this guy will remember me, then I can give him the buddhi and intelligence. By doing the devotional service, he will come back to me. He is always very eagerly waiting in our heart. So only thing, we have to just listen to him. So he is actually always travel with us. He is a Sukrutam Sarva Bhutanam. He is actually well wishing friend. So then Srila Prabhupada gives a very wonderful example. For example, if I am rich, all my friends will come to me and he will handshake me. Very good. He is also very good. For unfortunately, if I become the poor, all the rich friends, they will run away. Who will follow me? Nobody will follow. As long as I am rich, everybody will come to me. And as long as, and when I become poor, all these rich friends, they will run away like anything. So, but the Supreme Lord is not like that. Whether we are rich, whether we are poor, whether we may become the hog also, we may become fish also. So whatever the condition it may be, the Supreme Lord, the sweet Lord, he is always accompany us. So that's why he is actually considered the well-wisher. So as a conclusion, if you wanted to become the real peace, then real peace, the entire world can become very, very peaceful within 1 minute. 1 minute, it will not take more than 1 minute to become peaceful in this world. We can bring a revolutionary theory in the world. Srila Prabhupada given the formula, peace formula. It's revolutionary. Within 1 minute, we can bring the peace in this world. But unfortunately, people, they don't want to become peace. So, but they want the peace. So this is the unfortunate situation in this age of Kali Yuga. So as a conclusion, if somebody wanted to become peace, they have to understand these three things. Bhokta Aram Ikitabasam. The Lord is the enjoyer and preparator, because he is the creator, he is the maintainer, he is the destroyer. Like a company owner, we give the example, and he is the enjoyer. So if one do the sacrifice or yajna or tapasya, he should offer all the result to him. And just like a company owner, he take the profit and he distribute the salary to the employers. So similarly, the Supreme Lord give a peace to the devotees of the Lord. Then he is the controller. Bhokta Ram Gitabasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Sukrutam. Sukrutam means he is a well-wisher. The first point is he is an enjoyer and he is a preparator. Second point is a controller. And third point, he is a well-wishing friend. So if anybody wanted to become peace, they should understand this. And we should serve the Supreme Lord. Then we can become very, very peaceful in our life. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, thank you all very much. Your humble servant, Rasika Govinda Das, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hari Om Tat Sat.